From the gratuitous dabbing of his temples to the water bottle grab that read like a setup to a spit take, it was hard to envy Republican Senator Marco Rubio this week as he clumsily delivered his rebuttal to the president's State of the Union address. Rubio, recently crowned the savior of the imploding white noise machine known as the Republican Party by Time magazine, was sent by his leaders to be likable, a charming used car salesman for the tired tenets of trickle-down economics. As Tuesday night proved, that would be a hard sell. And it's not just because Rubio appeared disingenuous under the hot glare of national scrutiny, it's because he is disingenuous. From the assertion that he still lived among the Miami middle class, that $650,000 home is on the sales block, to the prolonged victim sketch painting, he and his party brethren as paralyzed by presidential antagonism. There was hardly a truth to be found in Rubio's blatant posturing. Even as Obama presented a nuanced and detailed message of people over political party, Rubio clung to the sophomoric binary code of government equals bad, free market equals good. Rubio often seems to forget that he is the government of which he speaks. Perhaps like Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who recently warned Republicans of becoming the stupid party, Rubio was set up to fail in the speech rebuttal. After a string of public missteps, including supporting Florida's voter purge, rebuking climate change, and voting against the Violence Against Women Act, Rubio didn't realistically have a shining image to hide behind, much like the Republican Party, which ought to be reaching for its own bottles of water right about now.